Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
And now you're listening to Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Sure, I understand the importance of the time and the schedule and where we're at and playing a couple good teams, but it's playing baseball and we got to do the same stuff. You know, we got to go and prepare the same way, and we can't win. You know, we can't go 6-1 on the road trip before getting the first one. So it's all about preparing for today and who we're going to face and what we're going to do against the O's and kind of going from there. I know that's the simple answer, but it's how you have to approach every day, and I think that we can't get too far ahead of ourselves.
Okay, well, win tonight then, Ian Happ.
It's that simple.
Yeah, okay, fine. In the one game at a time stuff right there. Ian Happ on Bernstein and Holmes, as you are listening to Parkins and Spiegel with me, Mark Rohde, and him, Anthony Herron.
Ian might be my third favorite Cub now. He was my second favorite Cub.
Oh, I didn't know you had a favorite power ranking.
Oh, it's Showtime. Showtime is my favorite Cub.
Okay.
For this individual season.
Well. Okay.
And, it was Ian Happ at number two, and that was mainly because every home run he hits, I think, take that, Spiegs. Suck it, Spiegs. It's pretty much every time Ian Happ hits one out of the park.
Mm.
But I don't know, man. Now that Nico gave us a little pat on the head at the end of that interview, Nico might be raising in the power rankings a bit.
Yeah. So based on your love for Shota Imanaga, does it make you mad, or do you disagree with me when I say that Justin Steele is back as the king of the pitching staff? He is the undisputed ace of the staff? Or no, you're still like, Shota's the guy that I want to have the ball in a big game?
Oh, no. Justin Steele's their best pitcher.
Okay.
But Showtime is their most
favorite.
Fun pitcher.
Okay, and it's your favorite.
Yeah.
I was thinking about those distinctions yesterday. Mm-hmm. Just because your favorite doesn't always have to be or isn't always the best, right? It's not the best guy on the team necessarily. So I can handle that.
Yeah, it's kind of like Shane's ridiculous guitar riff opinion. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to mean it's the best. It just, you know, whatever point he's trying to make can be inaccurate without actually him saying it's the best. So for Shota Imanaga, he is my favorite Cub this season. But no, I don't see him as the ace of the staff anymore.
Okay, you're not taking
Justin
the bait.
Steele has reclaimed that mantle.
Oh, he absolutely has, and he's doing it similarly to the way he did it last year. And he's got his location back, it feels like. And, you know, he's got the tick back on the velocity. And he, you know, had the greatest dugout moment of the year for sure, going up there and, you know, telling off all the players and telling them to get their butts in gear. So I think that's been incredibly important. But I think if we are going to talk about the Cubs winning tonight, it is a Jameson Taillon night for the Cubs. Dean Kramer going for Baltimore. And, man, this is high degree of difficulty, first of all, on this road trip, because you've got Baltimore, one of the best teams in baseball, followed by a pretty good St. Louis Cardinals team for the final four, heading into this All-Star break, which is really going to put you in a situation to contemplate where you are at that point, especially if things go poorly on a road trip that's set up for the Cubs to play poorly on. I mean, I'm trying not to overstate the importance of it, but this road trip could be your season the way they're looking at it right now. The Cubs are 11 games out in the division. I think you just looked it up, 5.5 back.
5.5 out of the wild card.
In the likely wild card spot. So it's getting difficult.
It doesn't sound like you're trying to understate the importance either,
though.
Like, I know you say you're not trying to overstate it, but that doesn't sound like you're understating it very much either.
I'm trying
saying
to measure myself.
The season is riding on what,
I mean,
on this series?
It could be.
This
could
game,
be.
Like, it's tonight's game, the biggest game of the season for the Cubs.
Really, it feels like that, and I hate that it feels like that just about every game for the Cubs, because every day they need to be starting something. They need to be starting a streak.
Too high to get over. Too low, get under. stuck in the middle. That's where they are. They're stuck in the middle. Well, I guess really they're stuck on the bottom now. They got to get out of that. They get out of the cellar.
As soon as those words can't be starting something that went out of my mouth, I knew we'd get you singing here right now.
Yeah.
I knew that that was going to happen.
The King of Pop. As a musician, I loved his work. But the other things, not so much. Allegedly.
The distinction was made. Allegedly. But unfortunately for the Cubs, every game feels like the must win. Now, this does have even more import because I think these final seven games have a larger feel to me than anything this year because it's like you just look up and you say, okay, oh, whoa, All-Star break. And then you look, oh, trade deadline. It's all coming, man. It's all happening right now. This is the part where, yes, the Cubs are still very relevant and very worth discussing. But
part
they
of that is because everybody's relevant right now. They expanded the playoffs, and everyone in baseball is relevant.
Yes.
This is by design right now. So I think it's beneficial to the players that now you've had more teams in the postseason than we've ever seen in the history of the sport. And so there's only a handful of teams that are truly out of the mix right now. But while it makes more difficult choices and it makes choices that are drawn out longer for each individual franchise, and I'd see that as beneficial to the players. But in the end, it's still kind of like, you know, faint praise, if you will, because the Cubs being in it doesn't necessarily mean the Cubs are good. As of right now, the Cubs aren't good yet.
It's a great
so if you're
distinction.
Not good with seven games to go before the All-Star break, as of today, the Cubs are sellers.
Yes.
Can they change that between now and the All-Star break? There's a lot that would have to happen between now and then. But as of today, the Cubs look like sellers.
Yeah. No, you're right. You said it well and made some great distinctions within that. And so, yeah, this is all like I look at it.
Right, what do you think as of today? What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right.
Okay.
That they're like you and I can't look at this rationally and say that like 11 games back in the division, 5.5 off in the wild card. You and I both know it's pretty irrational to think that this Cubs team would overcome that considering what you and I have seen on a daily basis. You think they aren't seeing the same thing?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like they're rational humans as well who have access to a lot of different information that we don't based on their own evaluations of these players. But they see exactly, that's always the thing. They see what we're seeing, what we're talking about, like not everything. Obviously, but a lot of it, they're like, yeah, this is what we are talking about right now on the score is what they are talking about in the offices. Like they've got their arms folded. And they're like, this, it feels like unless there's some sort of magic that comes in these next seven games that, yeah, they it feels like they're sellers. And I never thought that we would get to that point this season based on last year, which may have been faulty information, too, based on what the Cubs did last year.
Well, my biggest surprise is, well, I shouldn't say biggest, but I'm very surprised by the division. I'm surprised by the Brewers. I'm surprised by the Cards. That, to me, is a part of why I sort of supported the offseason approach that the Cubs took, where they didn't take kind of an all-in approach to the offseason next year. I felt like just in this gradual progression, season over season, after the teardown and then the steady build back up, you have the incliner, you make a couple of pitching moves, a couple of overseas acquisitions, you bring some folks up from the farm system. And I feel like they've been going about it in a very educated and analytical manner. And to me, a year from now was more the let's splash the pot time frame. And so I've supported the way this has gone here, but part of that patience that I've had in evaluating how the Cubs have gone about it has been through the lens that the division itself was not something that was going to run away from the Cubs. And right now, the division has been running away from the Cubs in a way that's really surprised me. So they have to reevaluate. They have to be able to pivot if they feel like they got a legit shot. The results up to this point don't make it look like they have a legit shot. So is it worth saying we're going to give up whatever we have to give up to add a legitimate bopper to the lineup, like some real power? Whatever you got to give up to do that, is that worthwhile?
Mm.
Perhaps multiple relief arms. Now, some guys are going to get healthy. Maybe you don't necessarily feel you need multiple relief arms, but at the moment, with the current construct of the roster and the performance has been there so far, and guys breaking their hands in the dugout, it feels like they need multiple relievers. So if the starting staff is still going to be amazing, bring in a couple of relievers, maybe one middle guy, maybe a closer, something like that. There's so much, and it's, you know, you're talking essentially three spots, but what you would have to give up for those three pivotal elements of the Cubs right now, Is it worth it for a team that might squeak into the wild card and then eke out
right,
of the playoffs?
Right. The, you know, get in and anything can happen. You know, if you know, you and I are both at this moment, like, sell one of the names that has popped up too, and for obvious reasons, is Cody Bellinger and his opt-out contract and the fact that he can supply something that teams are looking for. And John Heyman was on with, I believe, Mullenhaw today, and was talking about that possibility and what suitors may be if the Cubs sell and Cody Bellinger is to be one of them.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely looking at outfield. They did say that. I wouldn't be surprised if it's just a fourth outfield type. Their payroll is already well up there. Their pitching has been unbelievable. They have two relievers on the All-Star game. Christopher Sanchez should probably be on the All-Star team too, and Nola's obviously a really good pitcher and on the All-Star team, and they've got two starters. So they got 6-7 guys serving in the pitching staff to be on the All-Star team. That gives them a big luxury. I know they've looked at Tanner Scott and some other closers, but they certainly do seem to be focused on outfield. And, you know, I guess Bellinger, it seems like a big payday for a team that's already got a high, very high payroll and is not in New York or Chicago or L.A. So I'll be a little surprised, but I do think that Bryce Harper has big say there. They do share the agent of Scott Boras. So, it's probably decent speculation. I will be surprised if they make a big play and actually land Bellinger. I don't think their need is that great in the outfield. I think they were going to look more toward fourth outfielder than that, but yeah, I mean, Bellinger's obviously a very good player. That salary's pretty high, though, for a guy who's got a 750 OPS at this point. Mm-hmm. So I'm not seeing anything big coming back, if that's what the hope is.
Man, that would put the Phillies over the top, though. I mean, I'm just thinking about that as a baseball fan. That would be something. That's the level at which the Phillies are flying right now, man, where you add, then that's the beauty of baseball and the trade deadline, that these heavyweights can get heavier if they want. And I thought that the signing of Cody Bellinger at the beginning of this season represented hope and a right direction and some good work by the Cubs to have given him the contract that they gave him when he first came here and say, okay, Cody is kind of becoming yours. So he's almost like symbolic of the disappointment that this whole season has been, because he represented a lot of hope and, you know, part of your power.
And keep in mind that baseball coverage on The Score is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. I think that for the way Cody Bellinger was perceived after last season, and there was some question about whether or not he could sustain that type of production, that type of power coming into this year, the hope was Bellinger plus from a lot of people. It didn't really end up being Bellinger plus. It ended up being bringing Bellinger back and then hoping for
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Development, you know, from a lot of the other guys, and like the Christopher Morel types. And I've been a big advocate, proponent of Christopher Morel, whether it's at third base or DH, find a way to keep a talent like that in-house and develop him. And so far, you know, the reviews are mixed. It seems like there are things that are getting better. The metrics indicate that he's seeing the ball better. He's got more plate presence while he's there in the box. But in the end, he's not having stretches of dominance yet. And it would be good to see, as opposed to a moment here, moment there, that you get a stretch of dominance because of that power, that explosive bat that he has, and some of the really cool moments he's been capable of.
Yeah, well, and I heard Dan and Lawrence talking about how the White Sox have, considering how bad they are, it's pretty amazing that they have two aces on that staff, at least by the numbers, with Eric Fetty and Garrett Crochet. Yeah. And then that made me think a little bit about the Cubs in terms of, and I know that defining aces has changed over the years, or it should, just because pitchers, starters don't pitch nearly as many innings. Mm-hmm. But how many, like, the Cubs have had really good starting pitching, and you can make a case that there have been, I don't know, maybe pop-up aces. Like Javier Assad looked like your ace for a while this season. And it sucks that he got injured, and he may be back on this trip. Sucks that he got injured, but he, at least there is the revelation that he can start and he can be that guy, and maybe he's an ace. Your guy Shota looks like an ace. Like, unless things really go downhill, still looks like an ace. Justin Steele, my guy, looks like
my guy,
an ace. You mentioned Ben Brown yesterday. He did some stuff this year that was up there. So,
that guy a necheotomy. There's something, I don't know what they got to inject, they got to remove, they got to adjust, but get that guy's neck right.
But, well, there is that. But why is that not correlating to the Cubs being a winning team in any way, shape, or form? And it has no dent on what the White Sox have done this year, because they are 26-67 right now. So it is interesting to see that, and as effective as pitching is right now in baseball, and maybe we're overrating our own guys. Maybe we're looking at these guys and thinking that they should be more, or are more, shut down than they actually are. But it's interesting that, like, it's the adage, you got to have starting pitching to win. Cubs have it, and they're not winning.
And it feels wasteful, you're getting this performance from your starting staff this deep into the season, and the offense has just been so. I don't want to overstate how putrid the offense has been, but it's been really bad. It's been inconsistent at best, and the power is what lacks more than anything else. That seems just so painfully obvious that they're not hitting the ball out of the yard, and it cures so many things for you. When me and Nick Shepkowski years ago, when I was first starting to do more stuff at the station here, we'd be on either like before a Cubs game or after a Cubs game, and I used to talk about John Jay a lot.
Oh, so you're a big fan together. Of John Jay. Oh, he played with the Cardinals. Oh,
that's your chef
for the Cubs. Yeah.
So, but my thing was at the time with the lineup back then that they had so many big swingers that they didn't have anybody with the approach that John Jay had just to be able to put the ball in play.
John Jay was a hero for a minute.
If you don't have any other legit leadoff hitter, then keep John Jay in the lineup, because everybody else is swinging for the fences, swinging out of their shoes. And now it's in some ways the inverse of that. Like, yes, there is power available, but they don't access the power well enough, not consistently enough. There's no one in the Cubs lineup who strikes fear into the opponent.
Well, you know,
if I throw a bad pitch, they're going to put 8 runs on the board with this one swing.
Maybe with the somewhat, sometimes exception of Christopher Morel. He's the only guy that I would think that pitchers look at and say, okay, this guy's
got like scary power.
He's a live wire. You know what I mean? Like, that's what Christopher Morel make you look stupid if you take your eyes off of him.
Yeah, can just hit a bad pitch out of the yard.
Yeah, I'm told we have a call, and it's Paul in Westchester. Hello, Paul. You're on the score.
Yeah, hey, guys. Hey, I was just tuned in and heard you talking about Bellinger. It's amazing to me what happens when these guys get paid. Last year, obviously, he was hungry. He's on a one-year deal, right? So he was hungry, wanted a contract. So he did well. You guys were singing his praises. He was the cat's meow. And now he gets his nice contract, and what happens? His performance falls off, so he's not as hungry anymore. I'm tired of seeing this with these athletes.
Yeah, I don't know, though,
has anybody? I haven't heard Bellinger step up to the mic and say, "Hey, I'm trying. I'm I think he got fat, he got paid, and he got fat, and that's it.
Hey, Paul,
that's
check,
what he was looking
check,
for. Was looking for
hey,
a
Paul, check me out on this one real quick, because I understand what you're saying, and it does happen when guys get their big contracts. Yeah. Human nature may dictate that they take the foot off the gas pedal a little bit.
They may gain weight.
Yeah, they may gain weight. Yeah, hey, man, I don't know what I would do if I got that money. I mean, let's be real about that. But in this case, Bellinger has not gotten the mega contract yet. It's filled with opt-out. It's really more team-friendly towards the Cubs at this point. Yeah. So while, look, I want Bellinger to be better, we both agree, but I don't think that's the – I don't think in this case, I think you're misusing something that does legitimately happen, Paul.
Okay.
I'm sorry,
Paul.
You
see it happen all the time. You know?
Oh, no, I know.
The guys that are there. If they're in the last year of a contract, all of a sudden, you know, their performance, they're playing, they're balling out, and then they get paid, and then they fall off again. So,
yeah, no, I got you, Paul. I do. Of course, I understand what you're saying. I just don't think it applies to this situation.
Yeah,
did Bellinger
you know,
get a contract that
human
I
human nature, but
it
yeah, it's not what Cody Bellinger's
but
going
not
through.
In Belly's case,
right.
Not this contract.
He didn't get some 8-year deal
for a quarter
of $1 billion. That might have been what he was hoping for, but that's not what he got. He's still got to kind of kill what he eats right now. He's still hoping to perform at a level that's going to get another extension, get another big contract coming up here, but that's not the situation he's in at the moment.
So, one of my favorite things at the Score is
when someone used the term "cat's meow."
Well, oh yeah, that too.
Yeah, I enjoyed
you
that.
Guys were building them up to be the cat's meow. Never thought of what a good Chicago phrase that is. Oh yeah, you think you're the cat's meow?
As a cat owner, do you use that phrase very much?
Well, I approve of that one. I will say I've had a problem with there's more than one way to skin a cat. That hits me a little differently now.
Yeah.
As a cat owner,
as the cat daddy.
Yeah, no, it does. It really does. I'm like, you can't say that, Dan Bernstein. I've heard him say it before.
There's always more than one way to skin a cat.
Oh,
no offense to the cat.
Oh, man. I mean, that hurts. Why were people skinning cats? Oh, man, that hurts my soul. 563 area code. Well, Paul's an idiot and does not understand contract construction. Grady in Iowa. That's what I was going to say. I love when texters go after texters or callers go after callers, which, of course, was a staple of the Grobber show.
Yeah.
Maybe that just brings back fun.
I just checked the Twitch chat.
Yeah.
Is Paul the new Bob?
Yeah.
Question from the Twitch mob
out
there.
And as I did try to say to Paul as politely as I could, this texter saying Paul should maybe have looked at Bellinger's contract. Yeah, that's not the contract that Cody Bellinger has right now is not the one that he's looking for to go coasting on the beach. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's making good money. He's being paid well.
Oh, 100%. He's set for life, and so are his kids.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Probably a few nieces and nephews. Everybody's set. I mean, it's not, that's not about that. It's just about getting in life, Anthony. It's about getting paid what you feel like you are worth according to the evaluations of all your coworkers. So that is certainly the case. We do need to take a break right now. When we come back, we do have to talk about injuries. And we Colton Brewer hit his, used his fist on the dugout, broke his hand. And it sounds like most members of this show have had really dumb injuries. At least two people have raised their hands. So we are going to discuss that next year. It's the Parkins and Spiegel Show with Mark Grody and Anthony Herron on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.